The time for turkey, pies, and football is come and gone, but there are still some things to look forward to because it is time to play the puzzle. I am joined by the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning, Linda. There's a little more football this afternoon, isn't there?
I was going to say, in my household, there's a lot more football. So anyway, we just wrapped up a two-week creative challenge to listeners. Could you remind us what that was?
Yeah, the object was to write a conundrum that starts, "What is the difference between?" in which the answer involves a transposition of words. And I said change of spelling in the words was allowed. Well, we got more than 1,500 conundrums. I read every one of them. Entries were judged on their sense, naturalness of wording, humor, elegance, and overall effect. I especially liked ones with unexpected twists. Before I read you the winner, let me read you a few runners-up. From Brett Hunkins of Okemos, Michigan. He wrote, "What is the difference between sting and a retired EPA official? One led the police, while the other policed the lead."
Oh, dear.
Mark McCula of Bristol, Rhode Island wrote, "What's the difference between a libertarian and a charitable pharmacist? One leaves you alone, while the other loans you a leave." And Amy Higgins of Ann Arbor, Michigan wrote, "What's the difference between a straight-A student and a car safety inspector? One breaks the curve on a test, while the other tests the brakes on a curve." Well, that's just brilliant. Anyway, the winner, and I chose this because it was simple and stupid and it made me laugh. It came from Roxanne Abrams of Skokie, Illinois. And she submitted, "What is the difference between a priest and his dog? The priest wears pants and a collar, while the dog wears a collar and pants."
That is very good. We have Roxanne on the line now with us. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. How remarkable to be with you both.
So how did you go about crafting your riddle?
I was familiar with a one-liner. My dog is so interesting, he wears a collar and pants. And I decided that that was really a good foundation to respond to the challenge because it was easily flipped. And also, I like the fact that the punchline lands on the last word.
So are you ready to play the puzzle?
Never, but I'm looking forward to trying.
So, Will, are you ready to pose the puzzle?
All right, I am. Roxanne and Linda, I'm going to give you three words, starting with the letters P, T, and A, as in parent-teacher association. You give me a word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said P, tomato, and alphabet, you would say soup, as in pea soup, tomato soup, and alphabet soup. Okay, number one. Number one is phonograph, track, arrest.
Record.
That is it. Number two, peer, P-E-E-R, tire, air.
Pressure.
That's it. I knew you'd be good after your entry. Phillips, talking, arrow.
Head.
That's it. Power, time, assembly.
Line.
That's it.
I can't believe it. A pause. She paused.
I have to breathe sometimes.
Try this one. Prairie, top, attack.
Dog.
That's it. Prime, telephone, atomic.
Prime is not rib.
Telephone.
Energy? No.
No.
Telephone line. Telephone number.
There you go. Prime number, telephone number, atomic number. Good. Possessive. Test. Attaché.
Case.
Pants. Three-piece. Antitrust.
Suit.
That's it. And here's your last one. Pound. Traffic. Astrological.
Sign.
That is it. Roxanne, fantastic.
I think Roxanne basically ran the table. It was a great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin. as well as puzzle books and games in case you need practice. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. So your public radio station, Roxanne?
We're members of WBEZ in Chicago and longtime listeners and members also to WYPR in Baltimore.
Goodness. Well, thank you very much, Roxanne Abrams from Skokie, Illinois. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Absolutely a pleasure. Have a great week.
So, Will, what is your challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from Mike Reese, who's a writer-producer for The Simpsons. Take the first name of a famous actress, drop a letter, rearrange what's left, and you'll get a word used in a particular sport. And this actress's last name, without any changes, is another word used in the same sport. What actress is it? So again, first name of a famous actress, drop a letter, rearrange what's left, and you'll get a word used in a particular sport. And this actress's last name is another word used in the same sport. What actress is it?
I have no idea, Will, but when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Linda.